Hey everyone, welcome to another bonus episode of Blind Entrepreneurship, brought to you by Penji. I am your host, Jonathan Grzbowski, and this is a podcast that helps entrepreneurs and business professionals execute their vision to profitability. This week's episode is all about how to stop feeling lost in your business, which happens far too often and is not nearly discussed as much as it should. If you're an entrepreneur or a business professional, I can guarantee that there has been at least one day, if not all 365 days out of the year, where you felt lost or confused in your business. If you're feeling lost, it could mean multiple things, but it's critical that we help one another get back on track and get out of the rut that you're currently in and find a way to execute your vision. On today's episode, I'd like to go over 5 ways to help you see more clearly in your business. Some of these may seem very basic, but I think the approach to these topics are unique. Number one, one of the reasons why you're feeling lost or blind in business is because you don't have a specialization. Prior to Penji, I owned a full-service digital marketing agency and development agency. When we were in an agency, it was extremely difficult for us to find clients. The buying decisions for most people were in upwards of 3 months to a year, which is insane, but it took forever to find that one customer or even multiple customers. And even when we found the customer, they always wanted to get this massive discount. Now we'll get into all that in another episode about pricing, discounts, etc. However, after months and months of analyzing, we realized what our problem was and that we did so many things. Here's a brief list of some of the services that we offered in our agency, and bear with me for a minute here. SEO, which is search engine optimization, web and app development, social media marketing, social media management, design, email marketing.
2 hours later.
Lead generation, content writing, and the list goes on and on. So you can hear that no matter what, when we met a prospect, we've made it nearly impossible for them to become a customer, or worse, made it nearly impossible for our friends to refer us business. No one will ever care as much as you do about your business. It's just that simple, and you need to get over that quickly, sooner rather than later. So in order to get people to refer your business and refer your business, you need to make it as simple as possible in order to help your friends and prospects understand what you do and what you specialize in. So for example, when we were the full service digital marketing agency, my old description was, you know, something along the lines of this, and this is how I introduce myself to people. This is how I said hello basically at networking events. With people who go to networking events, I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about. And mind you, this is not perfect and you will probably destroy me in the comment section, but you know, needless to say, this is what I did. We are a full service agency that helps you achieve results using digital marketing strategies. Now, I legit went through my old notes and emails to find this. So I dug this up from the grave, so to speak. And I straight up cringe every time I read this, every time I hear this. It's just awful. So the minute that everything changed was when we started to specialize. When Penji first started, Penji wasn't specialized at all, believe it or not. It carried a lot of that old tendencies of what we once were. But we later realized that we needed to move the cart before the horse. So what we decided was we decided specifically to focus on our strength, and that was design. So specialization and focus has allowed us to consistently move forward in our business. The second thing is not willing to take risk. In the early days of Penji, we still relatively are in the early days of Penji, believe it or not, because you know, we're only about a year old, but we were too afraid to spend money early on. If you are making money in your business, you're cash flow positive, regardless of the amount, you need to invest the money back into your business. The only way, and let me repeat, the only way that you are going to make money is if you spend it. Now, that doesn't mean to spend the money irresponsibly, but invest in your company wisely. This means spending the money by attending conferences, hiring new talent to help you with sales or advertising, or hiring more people to help you complete your process, or even sponsoring a local charity event in order to get your name out there. I mean, there's so many ways that you could just spend the money adequately, responsibly, and just more focused. So regardless of what it is, take risks, and take risks often. And the reason why this is important is because it puts a ton of pressure on you and makes you almost forces you to get it right. So put that pressure on yourself. Make sure you feel that hurt if you get it wrong and take the risk. And you know what I'm talking about. I'm sure there's a million and one things that are coming into your head right now just listening to this. But whatever it is that you're thinking about right now, just, you know, an old saying that I've always been told has been be like Nike and just do it. Third thing is you're not reading enough. Sometimes you have to read. And if you aren't an avid reader, or if you just don't like reading, I implore you to just stop what you're doing, even if it is to pause this podcast right now and just read a book. Some of the best ideas that we've ever come up with here at Penji were created directly after reading a book. Now, reading a book allows you to understand the workings inside of somebody's mind. The book is curated, it's edited, hopefully it's reviewed by multiple people, and it's published for a reason. Read any chance you can get. Dedicate a specific day if you have to, or a specific time. For me, it is very early in the mornings on Saturday and Sunday. That's when I just have that period of just zen. I have a particular chair that I read in, and sometimes here and there throughout the week, although I'll be honest in saying I don't do it as much as I should, but every night I usually try to read at least a little bit. And again, sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it does. But it helps me expand my mind. It helps me just get better as a human being, and most importantly as a human being, but secondly as a business professional. The fourth thing is that you're just not networking. And networking is the backbone to a great business. So network, network, and continue networking. The more people you know, the more people that understand what you do. There are some creative ways that an introvert can network. For example, there's Facebook groups where you're behind a computer talking to somebody. There's cold email, if you so choose, because you could be a little bit more specific with the person and narrow your focus a little bit if that's your product or service, whatever it may be. But I also think another great tool is for podcasting, believe it or not. I think there is a real relationship that happens the minute you're able to talk to somebody on a podcast, and a friendship and bond is truly created. Even if you are an introvert, you're still able to have that conversation and build that connection, and it doesn't necessarily take you out of your complete comfort zone because you're still relatively in the comfort of your own home in a controlled environment. But obviously, if you're an extrovert, you probably already know these things, but going to events, becoming a part of a networking organization that potentially holds weekly meetings. I know we were a part of one several years ago. I won't name those names, but you kind of get the idea of what I'm trying to talk about. Podcasting again, and then coffee meetings or phone calls. I can probably tell you I've completed at least hundreds and maybe even thousands of trips to Starbucks or whatever it may be, a coffee shop near you, just for phone calls personal meetings and networking opportunities, just whatever it may be. If it was thrown my way, I was taking it in the very beginning. And finally, you're just not giving enough. So that's the fifth thing. You're not giving enough. So what do I mean by that? At Penji, we invest a lot of our time and a lot of our energy in bettering our community. The minute that we shift our focus away from business and begging for a sale, so to speak, and simply just focusing on helping people in the form of giving more than we ask, it fundamentally changed the way that we think about business and life, believe it or not. And so I challenge you to think about what you're passionate about. Think about the people you want to help, and just stop making excuses and go out there and just help them. Now, the key thing here that you need to understand is that although we are challenging you to give, it needs to come from the heart. And you need to be able to have a full understanding that when you give, you should not expect anything in return. And I think that is a current problem with the state of our society and world is that you give something, you immediately need something, some gratification, whether it's recording yourself giving or it's receiving a thank you. Just give because you want to give. The more you give, the better you feel, and the more you help others. And at the end of the day, helping others makes us better humans and professionals. That wraps up this bonus episode. As always, please reach out at any time if you have questions at hello@penji.co or connect with us on any social media platform under @.penji. You won't want to miss next week's episode where we talk about lunch and how it affects our company culture at Penji. Catch you next Thursday. Until then, go out there and execute your vision, everybody. Have a great rest of your day.